Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Learn Any Language Fast and Never Forget. It is a practical language learning guide by Gabriel Weiner, a singer and self-taught polyglot who applies neuroscience, phonetics, and memory research to second language study. Rather than presenting grammar study as the starting point, the book argues that durable fluency comes from building strong sound patterns, memorable associations, and efficient review habits. Its purpose is not to teach one specific language, but to give readers a repeatable framework for learning any language more effectively. The revised edition updates the original approach with newer tools, refined advice on conversation practice, and a stronger emphasis on motivation, reading, and listening at the right difficulty level. As a result, the book sits between self-help and applied linguistics. It is a method book grounded in cognitive principles, but written for everyday learners who want concrete steps instead of theory alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pronunciation comes before vocabulary because sound shapes memory. Weiner places pronunciation at the beginning of language learning because the ear and mouth need to be trained before vocabulary can be stored efficiently. The logic is that if a learner cannot reliably hear and produce a language's sounds, later words will be encoded inaccurately and become harder to recognize or recall. By focusing on phonetics, minimal pairs, and careful listening early on, the learner creates a cleaner mental model of the language. This matters because first impressions in language learning often become habits. If sound patterns are learned poorly, they can slow down both comprehension and speaking for a long time. The book, therefore, treats pronunciation not as a polishing stage, but as the foundation that makes subsequent study more precise. In practical terms, this approach is meant to reduce fossilized errors and to make future vocabulary acquisition more stable. It also explains why tools such as pronunciation guides and native speaker audio are central rather than optional in the system. Secondly, learning without translation is the key to building direct access to meaning. A major argument in the book is that translation should be minimized because it creates an extra step between a foreign word and its meaning. Instead of linking ghetto to cat in English, Weiner recommends linking the foreign word directly to an image, experience, or concept. This is important because translation can produce weak associations and can keep the learner mentally anchored to the first language. The book emphasizes that direct connections are stronger when they are personal, visual, or emotionally salient, since memory improves when more parts of the brain are involved in the association. That is why image-based flashcards and context-rich examples matter so much in his method. The goal is not to ban all bilingual support forever, but to prevent translation from becoming the main route to understanding. Over time, this helps learners think more naturally in the target language and respond faster in real conversation. The method also reflects a broader cognitive principle. Memories are easier to retain when they are specific, meaningful, and personally relevant. Thirdly, spaced repetition turns short study sessions into durable long-term memory. The book relies heavily on spaced repetition systems such as Anki because they match the way memory fades and is reinforced over time. Instead of rereading lists or drilling words repeatedly in one sitting, learners review material just before it is likely to be forgotten. This makes study more efficient and reduces wasted effort, since time is spent on items that need reinforcement rather than on words already mastered. Weiner's approach treats vocabulary learning as a scheduling problem as much as a memorization problem. The strength of SRS is that it creates small, manageable review sessions that accumulate into large gains over months. The revised edition keeps this principle central while pairing it with more thoughtful choices about what to study, especially high-frequency words and personally useful material. In that sense, the system is not simply about memorizing more cards, it is about selecting better cards and reviewing them at the right intervals. The result is a method designed for retention, not just short-term performance. Fourthly, personalized vocabulary and image associations make study more effective than generic word lists. Weiner does not present vocabulary as a fixed sequence of textbook chapters. Instead, he argues that learners should build word lists around their interests, goals, and real communication needs. This makes study more efficient because motivation improves when the material feels relevant, and relevance improves recall. The book also recommends creating vivid mnemonic links for each word, even if the image is unusual or exaggerated, because unusual associations are easier to remember than abstract definitions. This is one of the book's most distinctive practical ideas. Memorability depends less on repetition alone than on the quality of the mental hook attached to each item. By choosing words from frequency lists, personal topics, and immediate use cases, learners avoid spending time on low-value vocabulary. The approach is especially useful for self-directed students who need structure without rigid curricula. It turns vocabulary building into a curated process rather than a passive one. making the learner responsible for selecting material that supports actual fluency instead of test-oriented knowledge. Lastly, the revised edition broadens the method with conversation, motivation, and calibrated input. The revised edition is not just a reissue of the original framework. It expands the method into areas that many learners struggle with after the initial study phase. One addition is a stronger emphasis on conversation strategies, which recognizes that knowing words in review software is not the same as using them in real interaction. Another important update is guidance on finding the right level of reading and listening difficulty so learners remain engaged without becoming overwhelmed or bored. That balance matters because the book treats motivation as a practical condition for progress, not a vague personality trait. It also includes advice on affordable tools and resources, making the method more accessible to independent learners with different budgets. These updates help move the book beyond pure memorization techniques toward a fuller learning environment that includes comprehension, speaking, and habit formation. The revised edition therefore stands out as a more complete operational guide, not merely a theory about memory. In conclusion, Fluent Forever is best suited for independent language learners, students who feel stuck in traditional grammar first instruction, and anyone who wants a more structured way to remember vocabulary and improve pronunciation. Its practical value comes from the way it connects cognitive science to everyday study decisions: what to learn first, how to encode it, when to review it, and how to keep it meaningful. Readers who enjoy experimenting with flashcards, phonetics, and self-directed practice will likely get the most from it. The book is especially useful for people who want a method they can adapt across multiple languages rather than a course built around one syllabus. What sets it apart from similar language books is its combination of scientific framing and concrete tooling. Many language guides offer inspiration or broad advice, but this one focuses on mechanic sound training, image association, spaced repetition, and personalized vocabulary selection. That makes it less of a motivational overview and more of an actionable system for building durable recall and more natural language use over time. If you would like to support Gabriel Weiner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.